Today, we will hear the amazing story of Tom. Tom was born in a good family environment, but after the loss of a number of family members, he started spiraling downhill and found himself in a cycle of rehab, loneliness, and jail. Let's listen in to Tom as he shares with us his story and how he found freedom from the past.
My name's Thomas. I was born in Kempsey, up in the north coast of New South Wales. I grew up in a good family. My mum didn't drink, dad didn't drink. I've got a brother and a sister that didn't drink. I'm the eldest of three. We adopted another brother and a sister that are younger. I turned to the dark side in about when I was, 36. So I was a late starter. But my upbringing was great. You know, my dad took us to football, me and my brother. And then I started hitting alcohol pretty hard. My mate moved there and got involved in a pub. And for me, I just drank every day. You know, I don't know why I drank, but I drank. Then from there, I suppose it went from alcohol to using drugs. And during that time, things started going downhill for me. Losing family members, I lost my dad, I lost my son, I lost a brother that's got the same name as me, actually, Thomas Charles Wright. Yeah, that was a turning point for me where I was just under a rock and I just didn't know how to get out of it, but the drugs just was blocking it out all the time, every day. And I'd wake up and it was there, then, you know, the only thing that would block it out was me going back under that rock and using the drugs again. So that went on for about 14 years, and in and out of rehabs, I went to a place called Namajira Haven in Austin. And I did 3 months there, and it was always after court I'd take off. So then I'd go back to where I was before in the dark spot, using drugs again to block the things out. It was like I didn't have anyone to talk to. You know, I thought it was the world against me, and that's how it was for a long time. Then I got in trouble again, and I went to another rehab called Benelong Havens. That's at Southwest Rocks, probably about 30 kilometres from Kempsey. Same thing, went to court, got out of it, took off, back in the spot again. You know, no one talking to me, under the rock again from everyone. You know, I thought the world was against me all the time. Then I was off. I ended up getting off for about 13 months, and I don't know, just then I still, no one was talking to me, just running my own race. And all that was in my head was just blocking my dad and my son and my brother out, you know what I mean? Because there was three Thomases. Then I'd always think, why would they leave this Thomas and leave him on his own? That's how I was thinking all the time. I end up getting back on it, and, you know, with these deaths, you know, I was always saying to God, why would you take these people away from me, you know? And I could say I was cursing God. But the last time I went to jail was, 15 months ago now. Mm. I've been here 15 months. And I got in the cell and I thought, you know, something's got to happen. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna fix myself this time. So I went up to the SAPOs and said, look, I need some help. I said, I can't live this life anymore. And the SAPO was helping me every day. I'd go up and see her. And I said, look, I need a rehab. And she said, well, there's a rehab. There's 180 TC. Well, I didn't know what 180 TC was at the time. So they give me a number, and I was ringing the number, and I couldn't get through to this 180 TC. So then all of a sudden, there was this other place. I had no idea of the restoration center. It was like they just intervened. There was a word from God. Pastor Warren's always said, there's that, you know, the fork in the road.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden I got a phone call from the restoration center saying, oh, this is Thomas Wright. And I said, yeah, this is Thomas Wright. We're going to, you know, this is the phone interview. I looked at the SAPO one and I said, how do I get this guy's? I said, wasn't it the 180 TC? And they said, well, she looked at me and she said, listen, you wanted a rehab? So I sat there and spoke to him, and, you know, this is the restoration center, we're a Christian-based rehab. And I went, thank God. That was a blessing. A miracle.
Amen.
So then I got here. I got to here on the 9th of July last year, and I met Mitch. Mitch picked me up. Then I come in and been from jail and still in that addiction side. You know, I drove down the hill into this place, and I thought, wow, this is heaven. Because in Kempsey, I've got the mountains, I've got the trees. It's not like in the city. And I got here, and after a month, I'm sitting up the back, you know, thinking, what's going on? What are these people doing to me? This is how I was. Then all of a sudden, something just come over me. I sat there and I said, look, I don't have a Bible. And I forgot my first Bible from a bloke called Pastor Warren Weir. And I said, what do I read? And he said, start off with John, Luke, and Matthew, correct?
Yeah.
So I read John, Luke, and Matthew. And then a couple of months went on, I started getting into the Word of God. And I said to Pastor Warren, I said, can I go and try and see my son this week? Like, you know, before then, but before that, it was restoring my relationships with my mum, because I never spoke to my mum for about 10 years. I blamed them for the loss of my dad and his son and all that. You know, I blamed my family, where my family was trying to help me, but being there, I just didn't care. I didn't want to know. So I then rang my mum and I cried and I just told them I'm sorry. I said, I'm in a better place now. My head started coming, you know, fresh. I could see things. Then the next minute I get a phone call from my sister. I never spoke to my sister for about 10 years and she starts crying and telling me, you know, you're in the best place. Then my brother rings me and I'm like, wow.
Restoration.
Why are these people ringing me? Yeah, because I never spoke to him for about 3 months when I got here. I just wanted to get through the first 3 months, and then that's when everything started to change for me. The change for me was getting to know God through the Word of Him, the Word of God. And so after my mum, my sister, my brother, then it was I got a phone call from me kids' mum. I went, what's going on here? I started pinching myself. I'm thinking, is this real? You know? So then they found out because my mum rang them and said, look, your dad's in a better place. He's coming good. Then I said to my ex-partner, I said, look, I'm at the Restoration Center in North Richmond. She goes, North Richmond, that's not far from where we live. I said, yeah. I said, but I'm not going to come there unless you just want to come out here and visit me, you know, because they had to run away from me for about 4 or 5 years because of my addiction and me carrying on and all that stuff. But today I see my kids. Today my mum, my sister, my brother rings me. Today, I have God on my side. Today, I can drive the lads here to their appointments because I've got a license back.
Yesterday.
You know, being away from this place, I don't think I've ever got anything back, you know. And it was like my mum, my brother said to me, she said, mate, you leave that place, you might as well go and dig a grave. And that's what hit me, and I thought, I'm going to get it this time. I finished court after the first 2 months, and every other time I'd take off and gone. And I thought, no, I need this. Mm. I need this place. So yeah, I finished this place on the 9th of July this year. Oh, before that, I got baptized. After the mission from Mother Kempsey was here, which was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, being me today is I've got to pinch myself every time I wake up.
Amen.
I still listen to, there's a bloke I listen to on YouTube. Yeah, I think Derek Prince, I listen to on YouTube, and I sit there with my Bible and I'm just, you know, with a highlighter, highlighting these pages in this Bible, you know, and after I highlight them, I go back and read them. And then I bring it to chapel and I sit up and I'll sit up in front of chapel and read these things out. And I even put gospel music on my Facebook. So my family can all, they all know what I'm doing. And I put a picture of myself on Facebook, but I don't write anything on Facebook anymore because that's not me. There's a new me and I love me and I thank God for me.
Amen. Amen.
Now I'm working here as a volunteer staff, thanks to God again and the pastor. And I just love what I'm doing. I live in another place with another 5 blokes. Yes, it's miracles just keep happening for me. Miracles every day. I've got the respect from each and every one of the guys in this place. That's me winning. Mm-hmm. Not winning, but yeah. how would I say that?
Out of darkness into the light.
Out of darkness into the light, mate. I thank God every day. Every time I go home to Kempsey, I'm there. I'm supposed to be there for a week. Mm-hmm. No, the weekend, sorry. I'm out of there the next day to get back here. That's how much I love this place and the people in it.
I want to thank Tom for taking us along his journey and being vulnerable in his truth and God's deliverance. Tom's path was challenging, but because he took God by the hand and invited him along, Jesus was able to work what is only a true miracle of deliverance. Lord, continue to carry Tom as he looks towards you. Amen. This has been his testimony. Every testimony is a person's truth that cannot be argued with, as this is their story.